Hi, this is Mina Cooper. You're listening to 98.1 FM, 1220 AM, KHTS Radio. And you're listening to Listed by Mina Cooper Show. We're about real estate, trust, probate, divorce, and more. The reason I chose all these things, because I'm a certified trust and probate realtor, and I've handled many divorce real estate sales as well. And I know that, you know, people really need a person who they can talk to and a professional who is neutral in the situation. And I know some amazing professionals that work in that industry as well, attorneys and accountants. So we work in harmony to create harmony as best as we can. What I practice my real estate and serve Ventura counties, LA counties, Orange counties, down to San Diego counties. And my teams are stagers. We have people that do decluttering and unpacking and packing photos. I have all these people on my team, as well as bookkeepers. And this is so I can work efficiently and effectively. And most of these extra additional items that I have included in my real estate business are free of charge to you when you use me as your realtor. And I'm here to help you and here to serve my clients the best I can as if I wanted to sell my property or buy something. And I'm lucky and fortunate enough to have them as my friends now. I really, you know, I enjoy working with my clients. And I know that a lot of people kind of shy away from estate planning and all that jazz. And, you know, it's like saying if you don't want health insurance because you don't think you may break an ankle or sprain an ankle, you know, it's just insurance. It's another form of insurance because when I deal with probate matters and people have not had a trust or will that was revised or looked at properly, they end up in probate. And that's super expensive. And it's a lot of work. It's very frustrating. So it's good to take action and be proactive when you're dealing with, you know, those kind of matters. And, you know, if you get remarried again, anything like that, you know, it's always good to revisit the trust and probate and estate plan because a lot of times the people are not thinking, they don't want to revisit the divorce or people that are involved, but it really will be a lot worse later. And guess what? You can actually put an estate plan together where you can have people that are, while you're alive, have distributions and see people enjoy things. I also am licensed in Arizona, and, you know, it's a great place to buy property as well, especially if you want to get some rental property. Cash flow is available here and in Arizona. And I stay here because I go back and forth, mostly in California, though. And, you know, California real estate market is still strong. And people ask me, should I sell or should I buy? I'm like, do what you want to do. Live your life. Don't revolve it. It's always going to be something, right? And if we all had a crystal ball, then probably wouldn't be as fun and exciting. You know, if, I don't know, how would we all feel if we knew exactly what was going to happen and when it was going to happen? So I think that being in the kind of do what you want to do because life's happening, things have opened up, people are circulating again, people are networking again. And I think that it's important for all of us to get out and do what we want to do. As long as you don't put yourself in debt where you can't afford it, of course, that's not the way to go. Although one of my sponsors, Mark Marcus, is there to help just in case you do. He's a bankruptcy attorney and things happen. There are unforeseen circumstances that happen. And, you know, I really like to help people if they find themselves in a situation where they don't know what to do. I welcome everyone to call me at 310-345-8500 because I know some great people. And I think I have a lot of advice to give that I do know. So So maybe that will help you guide the way. You know, it feels good when people get off the phone with me or a Zoom call or we meet. So, like, I feel so much better. I just love that. I should just record that over and over and over again because it reminds me of how important it is to be mindful of people's needs and to serve them before myself. And that's just music to my ears. One of my other sponsors, Richard Wong, will be coming on the show hopefully soon. And we look forward to hearing from him. And he talks about the mortgage business because he's a mortgage lender.
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning. How are you? Wasn't sure if you were on the phone. I know we're virtual today. How are you doing?
No, I'm here. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. Richard Wong is with Viridian Mortgage, and he is wonderful. He is on his game. Whatever hot item that's coming out, as far as mortgage goes, certain special doctor programs, special whatever, even, you know, first-time home buyers, whatever it is, he's on it. He knows before anyone else does. I don't know how he does it, but he does. Richard, I want people to know, you know, everybody's like, wow, what's happening? You know, it's like an eclipse is happening, and it happened at an odd time, right? So can you tell us a little bit about what your take is on all of this and, you know, how things have shifted a little bit?
Yeah, if you were referring to the real estate market, we've really seen a lot of movement and a lot of volatility just in this year alone. And, you know, in a six-month time frame, we've gone from 30-year fixed rates in the twos all the way to close to 6%, which is kind of a dramatic increase.
Well, I shouldn't age myself, but they were 15% at one time. So 6% is still not bad.
It's actually a normal market, and that's what we keep on telling our clients, is that it just seems relatively high, but compared to from a historical perspective, it's actually a pretty normal interest rate market right now.
Where do you see things going? I mean, I know they're definitely what are some good first time home buyer options out there now, and how have they changed besides the interest rates?
Well, I think the silver lining of an increasing interest rate market is lenders are not as busy like in 2020 and 21 when business was just literally walking through the door with the historically low interest rates. They start to get a little bit more creative and start thinking of new programs to target certain segments of the consumer population without increasing risk too much. So we've seen things like, you know, as far as low down payment programs, the traditional 3.5% down for FHA has resulted in jumbo programs that are not technically FHA, but they do allow for just 3.5% down. And of course, if you are a veteran and have had active duty, you can put as little as 0% down, which is the best deal in town. So there are some, you need to check with your county because each county is different, but there are down payment assistance programs in addition to these programs that already have low down payment requirements.
That's amazing. And I know the market has changed for the doctors, but I know there's still great programs available for people that are medical doctors. And
sure.
A little bit about that because I love that. And it certainly is well-deserved.
Yeah, and because it's a smart way of looking at lending, right? They're not really increasing the risk because they're lending to professionals who may not have the assets and may not even have the income yet, but they know that having gone through 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency, they're about to earn a lot of income. And so lenders have come out with programs for physicians with minimal percent down, and they won't have the traditional 2 years of employment required because they think there's a pretty good chance that they're going to be earning high income in the near future. Specifically, we would just need to see like an offer letter and they would be able to take that future income, which is really unheard of in the lending industry, where we're always looking in arrears as far as establishing and improving income.
Yeah, and that's really amazing. And I know that there are people also that have, you have interest-only products that are available for people.
Yeah, interest-only products have never really gone away. And they were, I think, unfairly kind of blamed for what happened in 2008 and 2009. I think interest-only is a fantastic feature if used responsibly. But there's definitely interest-only features out there. They are technically, they do not fall under the Ability to Repay Act, and so they don't qualify, they don't fall under the definition of a qualified mortgage. So you're not going to see any loans with interest-only features being sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So you have to go outside that into the non-prime world of alternative lending, which is becoming very, very popular now that interest rates have gone up, because the people who are refinancing usually have some type of issue that falls out of the traditional lending box.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. And I mean, real estate historically increases in value. And there's always a little bit of a, you know, hilly environment with anything that has to do with finances, right? You're never going to invest in the stock market and know that it's just going to be great all the time, right? That's the thing, right? And there's no, you know, you're going to ride the wave, but if you find things that you like and you need to live somewhere, and hey, you know, the rents are astronomical, and as the lending gets tighter, the rents will go up. And, you know, I think buying at any time is a good time if the numbers work, because the rents everywhere are just astronomical.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And I think you and I both get this question a lot. Should I rent or should I buy, right? And, I mean, what are some of the main concerns that you're always hearing? It's that I feel that I'm overpaying, right, for this home. They're way overpriced.
Right.
And for me, on the lending side, it's like, I'm not sure if I can afford this mortgage payment. Even though you qualify on paper, it seems like a lot. So those are the two concerns. But then, you know, I think back to the time when I bought my first house. This is about, oh boy, it's almost been 20 years.
Oh my goodness.
Back then,
it's time to sell. It's time to, I want to sell, you know. I'm not telling you to sell, you know.
Yeah, that's another issue. But you know, I remember talking to my neighbors back almost 20 years ago, and we felt that, oh, the home is like $650,000. How, I feel like I'm overpaying, and I don't know if I can afford this mortgage payment of $3,500 a month. And then when my, you know, when my parents bought their home in the late 70s, that was for the low price of $200,000. The interest rate was 9.75%. I looked this up. And what were their concerns? I'm paying too much for the home. I'm not sure if I can afford this mortgage payment. I can go back to the 60s, and it's the same objections, right? And it's just amazing how the concerns don't change depending on the generations.
History repeats itself.
It absolutely does. And, of course, it's not a straight line. have our moments with the with the recessions, we've gone through COVID, we've gone through, you know, wars. And as long as your intent is to hold the property for a long-term period, I really, that gives a lot of assurance usually to buyers out there. You know, flippers, it's going to be a different conversation. But most people want to own their home long-term. And as long as you have that mindset, it kind of gives clarity. And as long as they can afford it, and are comfortable with the payment, then there's really no sense in timing the market. If you're comfortable with it, jump in and make an offer.
Yeah, and also a lot of your interest. I know there's a wall on how much of the interest you can write off now, but a lot of it is tax deductible. True. So that hypothetically $4,000 payment isn't really $4,000, because you get that back because you can write off a large chunk, because the first 5 years of your mortgage is a lot of interest before you start paying the principal. But who cares? But you take that interest and you write it off against your income.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of homeowners get to deduct most of the interest because You can still deduct up to $750,000 of acquisition debt, but you know, consult your accounting professional. But even in high cost areas like in LA and Orange County, we didn't see a whole lot of people back off because of that new restriction. It really didn't make much of a difference at all, because you can still deduct property tax, and part of the payment is still paying yourself in the form of principal. And when you're when you're renting, you're doing this for somebody else. You're paying somebody else's mortgage, right? So it becomes just when you add up all the tax advantages and the fact that after you factor in the portion of the payment that goes back to yourself, it really becomes a no-brainer. And again, with the appreciation that you see over a long-term period, real estate remains one of the best investments around.
All right, I'm pretty sure Mina got kicked off.
Did I lose you?
I'm pretty sure Mina got kicked off, Richard. So we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to Listed by Mina Cooper Show on 98.1 FM and AM 1220. We'll be right back.
Jerry.
Thank you for joining me again on Listed by Mina Cooper. We're about real estate, trust, probate, divorce, and more. And I want to share with everyone that my amazing guests, I'm so grateful for them because they share so much valuable information and they really care. And one thing I do want to reach out to everyone, if you need a little plug for your business, for whatever reason, restaurants that's been hit hard during all of this, or, you know, rescue, animal rescue, or, you know, anything that you need for me to give a shout out to, I want to do that because I want to help anyone who needs help. And we've all been there. So please, you know, reach out to me at 310-345-8500. I am here to help you and your causes and your needs, and help with the world getting back together again, even though I know there's a recession. But, you know, there's nothing we could do to change the economy. All we could do is help each other and use each other's services to help combat that as much as we can. And, you know, I really enjoy doing the show because it's super important to me to let people know that people are listening and people want to help. Again, with my services, I do residential multi-units. We offer staging, packing, unpacking, photos. With my, when people are, you know, choose me to be their realtor, I offer this and include it into the listing. Of course, if you're buying, we'll work things out too. Please, you know, I try to make this an experience for people, and it's the experience that we're looking for, because I think that's super important to, you know, packing, even redoing your closets is stressful, and just packing and moving all those years out is just emotional, whether it's a trust or probate. I'm certified in trust and probate. I've actually enjoyed sitting with families going through their parents' items from when they were little kids, and it's very sweet. I mean, it's just so loving, and I enjoy doing it. You know, it's very sentimental, and I really connect with my clients and their attorneys, and it's all good. You know, if I can make it good, it will. Waiting for my next guest, and hopefully they will be on the show shortly. And Marty from Clear Home Solutions helps people with their parents or who needs help packing and unpacking their
goods and homes and garages and organizing people. I know sometimes we tend to run a little late. Is Morty on?
I'm so sorry. The note I had was to sign in at 12:30, so a call in at 12:30, so here I am.
But you know, sometimes we're a minute or two off, and especially when we're virtual. So it's okay. I can talk for days, so don't worry about it. Marty's here, and she's awesome. I told everybody a little bit about what you do, but I want you to go into detail because it's so important. It's more traumatizing than going to the jungle when you're trying to do it on your own. Marty, tell everybody what you do.
Okay, yeah. So at ClearVote Solutions, we primarily work with older adults and their families. When that inevitable shift in later life comes and you have to deal with all the personal property in one way or another. So we are move managers, like project managers for moves, so we can do that from top to bottom. If you want to stay in your home or your parent does to age in place, we go in and recalibrate, completely reorganize and downsize the home so it's very safe and comfortable for them. We do professional home inventories. We do online estate sales. We do photo and document scanning and digitizing. So I basically say when it comes to seniors and or stuff, call me. Because if we don't do it, I can recommend somebody wonderful who does.
Yes, because, you know, people don't know where to start. And sometimes you can't ask your family members where things are. And honestly, I know that you guys are really good.
Thank you. And, you know, honestly, when it's family, often you just butt heads, especially if it's a, you know, an adult child with their older parent. You know, you're just butt heads, or even spouses. And so, I don't know how else to put this, but people behave better when they have a neutral party in there.
Right, so it's better to have a third person. I'll yell at them.
I mean, there's a word for that. It's called the audience effect. You know, when they want to, like, look good to this new third party who's there with them, this new professional. And, you know, our tagline is at ClearVote Solutions, where compassion meets know-how. So when we just have clear out of a home because somebody's passed and we just get in there and take care of that efficiently and respectfully with items, you know, with an online estate sale, donations, and all that sort of thing, you know, we can just, like, get that done really fast. You know, more often than not, we're working with someone, especially an older adult who's lived there for at least 20 years. One couple we're working with, they've been in their home for 50 years, half a century.
Wow.
And so, you know, being very respectful of going through that. Some people are great at letting go of things. A lot of people aren't. We are hoarding specialists.
It's like, you don't need that. No, give it to me. I do. Now you know.
Well, you know, I always assure people, it's like, look, we don't tell you what you have to keep and what you have to let go.
Right, I'm kidding.
But we did. I know you are. I know. But we just know the questions. We know the questions to ask people. You know, is this, you know, I always to begin with, I always say, choose your, if you're moving and downsizing, change your, you know, decide what your favorite and most useful items are.
Right.
You know, if you're moving to assisted living, you probably don't need a full, you know, full place settings for 16 people. You know, you can probably let go of a chunk of that. And going through your home and saying what photos and such really speak to you. I'll tell you a story. There was this wonderful client I worked with. I've been doing this 9.5 years, and this is earlier, back in the early days. And her name was Rose. She was lovely. And when she and her husband had gotten married, they had nothing. You know, by the her husband had recently passed. But, you know, they had become very successful, and they traveled a lot. And so, literally, she had a mantle and a hearth where the fireplace was, and they ran the length of the room. They were filled with these amazing ceramic pictures, P-I-T-C-H-E-R, the kind you pour from.
Right.
There were scads of them. And I said, look, you're not going to have room. So pick your, like, what are the 10 to 15 that are your favorites? And it can be because they're beautiful and or because it's such a great memory. And I was honestly, I told her, I think I said 10 or 12. I was going to be happy if she got it down to 20. She actually got it down to about 15. And the cool thing was, yeah, she did. It's like, pick your favorites. And when I saw the 15 she'd set aside, each one was magnificent. was its own work of art. But doing things like that, and then we, you know, I think we sold the pictures, you know, again, this going back away, so I don't remember everything. But yeah, when you have those big collections, you know, what are the ones that speak the most to you?
Right.
You know, pick those things to go with you. It's a fascinating process.
Wonderful.
I mean, and when people have lived in their homes for a while, it's really, it often becomes a treasure hunt because you find those things in the closet.
And I didn't have the world of patience, and that's what it takes, you know.
It really is. And for anyone who's working, doing the sort of thing, especially if you're the adult child working with your parent,
right.
especially if they have any bit of dementia going on, you know, they'll ask you the same question 10 times in an hour.
Exactly.
And they're not... And it's hard when you're a family member to try to separate. It's like, it's not personal.
Yes.
They're not annoying you. It's just like, it's the disease. It's the disease.
Exactly.
And the way I train my staff is I'll just say, you know, so they ask you that question the first time. You give them the answer, and then they go, oh, thank you so much. Then 5 minutes later, they'll usually, because it's what they're thinking about and worried about, so it's right there for them. So they'll ask you exactly the same question. They don't remember that you asked before. The cool thing is you have the answer right there. You can just repeat the same answer, and they'll keep saying, oh, thank you. And so it's really kind of beautiful. You can say very sincerely 10 times in an hour without
happy.
You know,
that's at the end of the day, they're happy, and that's what it's all about.
It really is. It really is. And you know, one of the things, too, is especially if it's advanced dementia, you know, they start saying, you know, oh, you know, Simpson. And that's the sister who passed away decades ago. Or you just, or she's alive, but you're not Susan. Just enter their story and be Susan temporarily. You know, and then redirect. You know, it's one of those things, like live in their world. Because it will stress them out less. They will stay calmer. They'll go with it. And God forbid, don't say, you know, if they bring up, oh, where's my wife? And she died 2 years ago. Don't tell him.
She's dying. Right.
Because they have to go through the grief all over again. Just say, oh, you know what?
I know.
They went to the grocery store. It's going to be back in half an hour. And in the meantime, they wanted us to go through this drawer here. You know, so just don't put them through the grief again. It's awful.
Yes. And it's so important to do this right. And it's rewarding, even though it's emotional for the family members, but rewarding to get the job done and have happy campers. And where are your areas of location?
We cover Los Angeles County, most of Ventura County, and the northern part of Orange County.
Got it. And how big of a space would you say you work with? Large estates? Do you, you know, it doesn't matter.
We don't discriminate. We've done one session, you know, of 4 hours with somebody, and that was it. And we've had the jobs that go on. Honestly, there was one job we stepped in and out of for 5 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Do you do offices as well?
We do, actually. Yeah, we can go in and organize offices and also do smaller office moves like law firms, accounting firms, and things like that. I mean, the massive corporations, I've got a great referral source for that, Corey Utkoff. Who's actually in our networking group? Nina.
Oh, okay.
He gets a bigger. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say he does the big commercial relocations. But yeah, we often move for you know law firms and smaller businesses. Yeah.
The major relocations. That's hard.
Yeah, you have to, and Corey's been doing it for years. He's superb at it.
Yeah, I do meet Corey, right. I was going to get into a conversation with him. I didn't have a moment between all I do, but I will get to him because obviously that's important too. These are all little pieces of the puzzle, right?
They really are. And, I mean, it is fascinating. And one of the things, too, the difference between, say, a company move, a commercial move, versus doing the residential moves and such, is that with the commercial moves, there's usually a much longer task list, is the best way I can describe it, you know, but it's less emotional.
Right.
You know, you have to be very organized. Yeah. You have to, you know. But, you know, the personal ones are often very emotional, no matter what age. You know, people call it relocation. I call it dislocation.
Yeah, I'm not still emotional over some of my stuff. I don't need to be.
Right?
I have little things that I've taken one place. I've not, since I moved that much. But it's always like in the corner of the closet. I don't know why. They may need you to come over and just say, may not. Adios.
Right. And to get completely honest, I actually hire my own staff to help me in my home.
Yeah, it's hard when it's your own thing.
It is. And also, you know what? It carves out time. It's like, okay, so my staff is coming. I have to do this now. And one of the tricks for anyone who's listening and is thinking about, you know, I need to organize my home, don't think of it as a whole home. Break it down into little bits. Yeah, either, I say either time or space. Break it down into that. So, for example, I had a dear friend. I grew up in Buffalo. She's still there. And this is years ago. She was going through a nasty divorce. And her husband was living in the home they'd shared. But the thing is, she's like, I have to deal with the closet, but I can't get myself to do it. And I said, here's the deal. She always picked up her kids after school at that time. And would drop him off.
Went there.
And he wasn't there. And I said, look, just take 20 minutes.
That's
20
funny.
Minutes. You know, and just work on 20 minutes. And after a week or two, you're going to be amazed how much you get done just doing those 20 minutes. And so that's what she did, and it worked. Another way to go about it is to, let's say you want to organize your kitchen. Pick one drawer at a time. And once you've done the drawer, you're done. But the thing is, you know, if you've got, say, and you can do one cabinet at a time. Let's say you've got, I'll make it up here, like 20, 25 cabinets or so. Well, especially if you do it maybe three times a week, it's going to take a few weeks, but you'll get it done. You know, it's a very effective way. Just break it down.
And you know what's interesting? It's like when I go to my home in Scottsdale, I don't even have a quarter of what I have in my house in L.A. And I don't miss it. It's actually nice not to have it there. It's interesting, sir. That shows me I don't need what I have in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fascinating. I look around,
amazing.
And I actually need to bring... I'm sorry?
No, it's amazing how that works. Like, I feel relieved when I'm not around all that.
Well, it really is. I tell people it literally lifts some psychological weight off your shoulders. And, you know, it's interesting with older adults, this particular older generation, because they were the greatest generation because of World War II and getting through the Depression, but also they were the deprivation generation because of the same event.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everything had value, and especially furniture. And so oftentimes they want to kind of crowd rooms with furniture. And I just say, you know what, let's only take, again, your favorite and most useful furniture, because the thing is you want to be able to let the light in and have the air circulate, make it easy to get around. It makes such a difference. Because if you have too much or things are really disorganized, you have what I call visual static.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, if you get static, like listening to your radio show or watching television, it's just an irritating sound. It's irritating.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. And so, you know, getting rid of as much visual static as possible is really helpful. Clears the mind.
No, it's so important. And that's a perfect example for me. I just have to get to it. And you're right, Marty, it's about finding the time. And it's hard to do that sometimes because you have priorities for working, taking care of kids, or what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And usually that's not on the forefront, right? Deep dive into your stuff.
I don't want to deal with it. And here's the thing. The trick is schedule it. And like I say, do it for a half hour. Or just say, I'm just doing the junk drawer in the kitchen. Because then you get it, and then reward yourself. Have some chocolate. Also, play fun music while you're doing it. Music that you love that makes you want to move. Because you want to kind of train yourself to think of it, this is fun, and I accomplished something. So, and it's amazing how much you can get done. I have a dear friend
who was, she lived in L.A. forever, and then at the very uh-huh. beginning of COVID, her mother passed away in Alabama. Uh-huh. And so uh-huh. she's been in Huntsville, Alabama, dealing with the estate ever since. And there are times, I mean, obviously it's emotional, but there are times when it, she really got bogged down, and I literally, she and I would get on Zoom, and I said, let's break this down for you. What are the steps? And I just say, just mm-hmm. one at a time. And mind you, she's very organized. It's
right.
the emotions that
steps.
We're often...
Different. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The emotional part
person.
Of it. Yeah. Marty, yeah. what's a good way for people to reach you?
Oh, well, they can call our office number, which is 818-376-0125. That's 818-376-0125. You can also email us at info, just like information, info@clearhomesolutions.com, clearhomesolutions.com. Plural.
And what's great, yeah, what's great about it is, you know, we have KHTS. I love the radio station because they also have a Facebook page, and we are live on there, and, of course, we stay on there. So if people are driving, don't write anything down because we are on the Facebook page. And we're there
Wonderful.
All the time. It will never come off, right? Doesn't Facebook never eliminate anything now?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. They get a little cluttered sometimes. They get a little cluttered.
The long clutter. Page not available.
Exactly.
No, just kidding. But you could also, another way is we do have an app, and it's KHTS Entertainment. So it's KHTS oh. Entertainment for those folks that do not have Facebook. And miss the radio show or driving and listening, would love more information. Marty is just amazing. I think she
Thank
does
you.
Just dream work for people. It's such a load off your shoulders to remove things that you don't need because, you know, I can look at my things over and over again. And it's not, I could probably find the time, but it's just wanting to do it. And when I go to a place where I don't have that stuff there, I don't miss it. So it's a perfect example of that, you know.
It's kind of amazing. It really frees you up. And like I say, you don't have all that visual static around. And
right. That's true. It's not nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking. Your nervous system overloads when you only have all that stuff around you.
Yeah. Yeah. That really can happen.
Yes. Marty, yes.
Go ahead.
It's wonderful. Yes, we're here today. We're going to be taking a break. If you stay on with me, you can have the floor because I think this is so important. We'll be right back with Marty. Hi, thanks for coming back and listening to Lifted by Mina Cooper, 98.1 FM, 1220 AM, KHTS Radio. And we have the lovely Marty back from Clear Home Solutions, and really is just wonderful what she does. We all need it, I think. I mean, it's just amazing. And Marty, I know you wanted to finish up with talking about one other, I'm sure there's a couple of other things, but the one important thing that I didn't even think about.
Yeah, we do professional home inventories, which is usually when an estate needs to be divided after some, you know, you have battling beneficiaries or they're just far flung, or if it's in the case of a divorce and they just need a complete inventory of the home so they can figure out how to divide it. However, really everybody, especially in Southern California, where we are in an earthquake zone, everybody needs a personal home inventory. Again, schedule a time when you're going to do it. Just get your phone camera out and take photos of everything. You know, it doesn't take that long normally. And if you've got kids, you know, and they're old enough to do it themselves, you know, make it the whole family thing. It probably won't take you more than an hour unless you have a really big house and a lot of stuff. But, you know, store those out on the cloud. And then if, God forbid, disaster strikes, because we also get fires out here and anybody that can happen to you plus theft, you have that in the cloud, and especially with a thing like something massive like an earthquake, when literally millions of claims can go in all at one time, because you have the documentation, yours goes to the front of the line. So just set a time, just go do it, take photos, and you're done. And it's good to kind of update that yearly. But the thing is, you don't need a professional to come in and do that. You can do that on your own. And it's very worthwhile.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. I was going to say, don't be surprised if you do a little bit of organizing along the way. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. And then you're going to realize, and you look at your pictures and say, what do I have this for still? I mean, really. I mean, I still have things where I've been from New York over 20 years. I still have things that I took with me I probably don't need from New York.
If you haven't looked at them in forever, yeah, especially with clothing, let it go. I mean, check it for rips and tears, because in that case, it's compromised. You really have to get rid of it, but yeah.
Yeah, we do sleepovers, Marty. Hint, hint. I'm like, yeah, someone looking over my shoulder, you really need that. Anyway, it was so amazing to have you.
Oh, thank you.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
And I think at the end of the day...
Go ahead.
I said at the end of the day, it ends up being a great experience.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, we really love what we do. It's always fascinating. And if you want organizing tips, like the way we do it, you can go to clearhomesolutions.com and go to the our services page, because you'll see our cleanse concept, and you can kind of use it to guide yourself along if you're doing it yourself.
That's amazing. Again, Marty from Clear Home Solutions, give everyone your number one more time, and we're going to say goodbye to everyone.
818-376-0125. It's been an honor being on with you, Mina. Thank you so much.
Yes, and it's a great time, the beginning of summer, right? It's a perfect time.
Mm-hmm.